Brian's leaving, and Malcolm McDowell is entering the studio. Yeah.
Working
Malcolm
his way McDowell? In.
Yeah.
You want to say hi?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's right there. Come on in. Yeah, I'm coming in.
Can I get a photo with you before you...
Malcolm! My God, man! Fucking hell!
My God, man! Fucking hell!
I thought they... All right, they actually do know each other.
This is hilarious. That's hilarious.
This is the funniest man. The funniest man in rock and roll. This one. Do you tell him the Bible rules?
Wait.
Tell him the
Bible
rules?
Brian, do you want to grab
him? He's hilarious.
Wait, do you want
to... I'm glad to see you, man.
He said, Malcolm, I said, get the fuck out of here.
Hey, man.
Malcolm McDowell. He did one of the songs that we're going to do for this musical, which unfortunately never got finished.
We'll do it.
But you got to hear this song that he wrote. It's called It's Good to Be God.
No, you wrote it.
I wrote it. He sang it. But it's absolutely
Make yourself
fantastic.
Comfy, man.
It's still fantastic, that song.
So how have you been doing here? Have they been treating you well?
They've been treating us well.
Because you're royalty, man. You know that. Fucking royalty.
No, hey, you are.
He's trying to come off as a humble guy.
Oh,
just kinda...
bollocks. Tell him about the vinyl roofs. Man, tell him about that. He's man is the funniest man I've ever met.
No, it's the vinyl roof thing. That's what I did, you see.
Oh, you put on vinyl roofs?
Well,
that's,
refurbishing cars.
The refurbished cars because I didn't have any money after the first band. So I had to go out and put windshields in. It was my own little company.
Oh, shit.
And of course, I was making a canny living. And when ACDC came along and said, do you want to come for an audition? I said, nah, I've been bitten by the bug once. I was in a band in Geordie.
No, but they said they wouldn't tell him who the band was. And he goes, well, I'm not coming down to London if I don't know who it is for. Who am I supposed to be auditioning for? And they went, we can't tell you. And he goes, hey, you've got to tell me something. And they went, well, we can give you the initials.
That's good.
It's a woman, she was called Olga from the Volga.
Yeah.
And she said, I cannot tell you this, but I can tell you the initials. I said, well, what are they? And she went, it's the AC on CDC. And I said, you mean ACDC? She went, I have said too much.
And he goes down there for the audition. I had to borrow somebody. He goes, but I've got 8 fucking vinyl roofs tomorrow.
Who gives a shit, right? Yeah. I'd give up the vinyl roof business.
So you guys obviously go way back.
He goes down there and starts playing snooker. Because the guys are playing snooker and they've been waiting for him for hours. And he's playing snooker with the lads,
with a crew guy.
And then the guy goes, aren't you Brian Johnson? And he goes, yeah, what? He goes, they're waiting for you upstairs.
I was playing pool with the boys.
Instead of auditioning for ACDC?
Yes, sir.
Boy, they were really lucky to get this one.
You really shouldn't have gotten that gig.
It was fun, though. It was a lot of fun. So what are you doing here, me son? Are you promoting?
I'm just promoting.
Oh, come on, do tell.
It's the 40th anniversary of Clockwork.
Yes.
There's a big screening tonight at MoMA.
Is there?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Finally, we're getting treated with respect.
Yeah.
I'm going to be in Long Island.
What are you doing? Working or what?
Just signing the books and
he's
stuff.
You got a book out, guys. Yeah.
It's a funny book.
You're just reeking everything
he's
can
hysterical,
out of this.
He's hysterical, man.
You can have my copy, Malcolm.
By the way, let me just tell you that when we arrived to do this recording, you know, to put down this thing, which I had never done, really.
Yeah.
So, and he came, and they were doing a documentary about it, and he arrived on his motorbike into this parking lot of this little studio in the valley, and he immediately falls off the damn thing.
Skidded on a speed bump.
Didn't you?
I fell off.
It's all on film.
Oh, shit.
I fell off, and I did a somersault and went,
Yeah.
Nice entrance. It's
Thank
a good
God
entrance.
You're not a tall man. That's all
memorable.
Oh, look at that. You're down. Great.
But I have a read of it, my son. It's the longest chapter. I think it's 3.5 pages. That was a biggie.
Look at you. What's that?
That's me Royale RP4.
Is that a Lola?
No, that's a Royale RP4. The Lola's not in there because I hadn't bought it in time.
Quite the car enthusiast.
How many years do you guys go back?
Well, no, we met at the British Grand Prix.
Yeah, at Silverstone.
Yeah, and I don't know. It's a few years now, isn't it?
It's got to be 90,
whatever.
Just a fan, Malcolm, or do you race?
I'm a fan of it.
Do you race at all? Yeah?
No, he races. Yeah. No, I don't race. I don't race. I just have a few nice classic
I love
cars.
Surprises. Like that.
That was a hell of a surprise for everybody.
Hey, man.
I said that they're probably going to know each other. I did say that.
Great. I've got three boys now.
It is a small island.
Two, four, and seven.
Oh, sorry.
I'm sitting talking. Seven, and they're amazing. They're just absolutely
Well,
beautiful.
I've got a grandson now, me son.
Edwin.
Jesus. Edwin.
Congratulations.
Edwin of Northumbria.
Yes, and he's, it is odd to see ACDC. There's a grandfather up there.
I'm going to see him on Monday. I fly to... Flight to London, and I go up to see him, and then I'm off to Italy.
Are you doing? Are you touring again, or what?
No, not just yet. We're gonna. We're just sort of talking and humping and scratching my testicles and
But you know, great man, that's great.
It is amazing. Now I didn't know your
one
grandfather.
Of the great voices, isn't he?
Oh, please, right?
Well, he does a lot of.
And you know, my wife goes up to him, you know, naively, and says, "Oh, Brian, I just love, you know, All Night Long, and you know, it's such a passionate song." He goes, "What? No, I have diarrhea, darling. That's why I'm up all night long." She goes, "What?"
That was the inspiration.
I had the worst diarrhea. I'd eaten some. Because the first bit was about a car, you know.
Yeah.
Sorry. I feel like a TV host. And as we walk around here.
Yeah. Somehow it's odd having to show Brian Johnson mic technique.
It is funny. I'm showing Brian the microphone.
Yeah, but it goes up by your mouth.
I usually put the mic down because I usually say something incriminating.
Was that so really about you shitting?
Yeah. No, not all of it. I mean, the first...
All night long?
She was a fast machine. She kept the motor clean. That's about cars again.
Sure. Yeah, of course.
The chorus came later, about 11 o'clock, when I got caught short.
Isn't that amazing, though?
That is.
He told it, I just roared with laughter, because that's typical Brian. Yeah. Typical.
Absolutely.
You've got to write what you feel.
Yeah, wherever you're feeling it.
But anyway, listen, I'm not going to stop you getting interviewed here.
No,
it's fine. This is way better than
anything. Amazing, believe me.
Are you kidding me?
You're doing a better job than we're going to do anyway, so you might as well stay.
Thank you very much.
You're looking great. You think? Some of
Who? What?
You that would shut him up.
Who? Strong like bull, like fear and woman. But now that's great. So, well, am I going to go to Jimmy?
Oh, you got to go to see
Jim Brewer.
Jim Brewer, yeah.
Well, don't piss off before. Sorry.
No. Yeah, piss off. You can talk.
I'll see you before you go.
Well, okay,
so you're in Long Island? You're going to Long Island?
Yeah.
Okay,
I've got to go to this place. It's miles away, isn't it?
All right.
Yeah, it's not that bad. Depends on what time you leave.
Just a book signings.
Hey, Malcolm, you're so rich, man. It's so beautiful. What are you going to buy? A little Ferrari or something?
Ferrari. I'm picking up when I get to London. A Ferrari 458 Italia.
What year? New one.
New one.
Oh, man.
Outside the house, the house in Chelsea.
Wow, but damn. It's Chelsea, you know, it'd probably have no tires on it by the time you get
there. No one's got an underground garage.
one's got a garage
under the floor.
Good, good, man. Good, good.
Well, garage listen. Under the...
In the blue ridge mountains of Virginia.
Well, what about It's Good to Be God? It's good to be God. It's good to be almighty.
Oh, fuck.
He wrote the fucking thing. I can't remember.
It was a whale ago.
It's good. It's good. It's alarmingly good.
How it's good to be God. It's good to determine destinies of a dynasty or a nation. Of mortal should they try to get ideas above this station. What of an overwhelming feeling knowing everything is mine. To be potent's very pleasing, but omnipotence is divine. It's good to be me. God. And I'm casting it out. Oh, fuck,
no, that was brilliant. See? Isn't that? And he wrote that, and it's a brilliant musical.
Holy
we need, only need, how much do we need? 8 million?
That's it?
We'll get it on.
You'd have to sign a few more books.
Well, yeah, it's. But we'll get it on. I mean, we just had to stop because.
He goes, I've got a great part for you, man. I went, yeah? He went, yeah, fucking Zeus, man. You're fucking Zeus. And this is your. You're coming in. You're flying over the fucking audience, man, on a fucking wire. And there's fire coming out your ass. I went, are you serious? He fucking right, I'm serious, man. And then you land on the stage and you go, it's
good to be God. It's good to be on nothing.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Such dreams are made of this. I'm telling you. But you're
great. Holy shit, that's hysterical,
we'll do it, man.
We'll do it.
Well, even if we have to do it as a cameo in a big charity doing the
We'll do it. Okay, you know what? I'll work on it.
I see it. I saw him as God, but you know, with a top hat on, you know.
Right, right. Yeah.
You know,
that's
like,
perfect.
That David Niven type of thing.
That's hilarious, man.
Oh, sorry. Fucking Mike. Okay, then, gentlemen.
Yes. Now, I normally wouldn't do this, but I want to get a photo with you two, and that normally I would never do. So
normally he would never do that.
Can I jump in there?
But luckily, we're able to just abandon the radio show and take pictures. You don't think I'm going to get this fucking picture, too? You're out of your fucking mind.
Fuck Jim Brewer. Fuck Jim Brewer.
Now, we're going to interview Malcolm in just a second, but we're doing a picture with...
Screw the show.
This is Jim Brewer.
You don't get too...
This is made mine, I couldn't, as soon as I heard the name, I went, what the fuck?
And listen,
I love how we just abandoned the show.
Malcolm's manager wants one. Hop in there.
Taking everyone's hopping in. It's such a unique picture. Yeah, who else is going there? Danny. Oh, Danny boy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Danny boy. They're chit-chatting about the Clockwork Orange 40th. What is it? 40th anniversary, right? Yeah. They're just yapping. 40th anniversary. Stanley Kubrick's The Clockwork Orange.
We're getting back to the show. We've lost control.
No, it's fine. They're chit-chatting. Malcolm McDowell is in. Who knew that
we're taking this is it's fucking it's fantastic. What a great show.
Who knew they were such pals?
All right, take another one. He's the producer. He's not famous. She's getting Travis's picture.
Now just get the two of them.
Who's running this show?
All right.
Yeah, right? Nobody. You guys.
Are we done?
No, we have to do the interview.
I thought we did it. You're kidding me.
You took us on the start.
Take a seat for a little while.
Thank you for coming.
Brian, thank you. Malcolm.
Have you given me the book?
Wow. I think, yeah. Take the book.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Don't be shy. Your mother wasn't.
I didn't know you guys were such pals. It was amazing.
Yeah, we're real mates.
Because it's like right when the door opened, you went, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
They're like, okay. Yeah, they know each other.
That's
hilarious.
I mean, one of his songs, you know, and he came down to help me out because I went, I've never done this kind of thing. He got, you just say it like you're just on the phone.
You know, what's odd is you always think, all right, well, England is a pretty small island. Everyone's got to know each other. I mean, and then you guys know each other. So.
Well, there's only 60 million, you know, there. So yeah. The likelihood is I'll bump into him somewhere.
Well, two guys of your status, too. It's like you're going to be aware of each other. Nobody doesn't know who you are or doesn't know who he is. So right. It's not surprising.
Well, it was just weird because, you know, we were invited, you know, as guests to go in a helicopter to the British Grand Prix.
Oh, man.
He was our traveling partner, so that was fabulous. And
you realize how quickly you realize how funny he is, man.
Yeah.
He's hilarious.
One of the funniest raconteurs I've ever heard, and especially with the Geordie accent.
Yeah.
So brilliant.
It goes well together.
I love the fact he's still got it, you know, and the Vinyl Roofs, that's one of the great stories.
Vinyl Roofs.
Man, I'm doing Vinyl Roofs tomorrow. I can't do the audition, man.